Podcast Evolved, your favorite Halo podcast. I am your host, Krista, and with me today is David.
Hello, everybody.
And that's it.
That's
it's
it.
A Halo date.
Ooh.
It's been a long time, David. It's been a
it
long
has,
time
Krista.
Since we've been on a Halo-related date.
It's been too long, Krista, some might say.
It's been way too long. Now that we have all these other hosts and stuff, it's harder to get time alone, just the two of us.
I know. It is. There's a lot of blocking going on, Krista. A lot of people just getting in our ways.
A lot of blockers.
A lot of blockers, exactly.
So, this week's show will cover the recent Halo news given to us by Almighty Jeff and the loot crate. What was the name of this loot crate? Do you remember?
Oh, sugar. Something to do with Prophet something something.
Yeah, it was two. It was season 2, crate 6.
The finale.
So, the last crate.
I know they have names. I never really remember them. When they announce them, it's either I just look at the icon, and that's generally how I associate the crates.
We'll get into that later, but let's go into what have we been doing this week, or weeks, or months, depending on how long you've been absent from the show.
I finished Bad Blood, and I read New Bloom Blood as well, so I am quick shout out to the fact there's a book club up everybody so for Bad
yeah.
Blood. So I'll go check that out. It's pretty awesome. I really liked it. Again, this is a story about Buck and Veronica there and their lovely, wonderful relationship together. As well as various other things. So there's other returning characters to the show. Or, sorry, to the series. So it's pretty cool. After that, I've played some MCC for Mission Debrief. So if you haven't heard that, it's our second show. It's awesome. Go check it out. And also, I've been doing a little helping a friend. I say friend, I've mentioned it before. There's a guy from the Kind of Funny community put out a please help me. I need friends to help me 100% Master Chief Collection. So he's been slowly working his way through that. So I helped him with some speed runs over the weekend. So that was kind of fun.
Oh, that sounds a lot of fun. Holy shit.
It's cool, but like at the same time, it's obviously grueling. So it's like small steps, baby steps, and kind of knocking some of these things out.
I found that like the scores are harder to achieve than the speed runs, especially in CE.
I think they're way easier to do when you're co-oping and you can kind of add your score together. You get like the multipliers easier and stuff like that.
Okay, we might have to do that then. Because I've been struggling solo.
Even, I just find it a bit of a slog to kind of sometimes go through them all over and over and over again. So that's kind of, that's where I'm at. What'd you get up to, Krista Brown?
Basically the same thing, you know, New Blood. I read New Blood, I read Old Blood, and then I read Bad Blood. I know, I read New Blood and then Bad Blood for the show. Interesting. I've taken a break from Halo novels because I've read like 5 Halo novels consecutively. So now I'm just like, okay, we're going to put them down for a little bit.
Me too.
We're getting a little crazy. We'll wait for Silent Storm to come out and then we'll read some more. Well, actually, what are we doing at the end of this month? What's the book club? Oh, we're doing the comic, right? Rise of Atriox?
We're doing Rise of Atriox. So that's really, that'll be quick and easy.
Yeah, that'll be a really nice change from just novels, which I love the novels, but sometimes when you're reading, like I was reading one novel a week for a while, one Halo novel a week to get caught up. But now all I have is Broken Circle, which we haven't done a book club on, so I'm saving that one.
Mm-hmm.
Legacy of Onyx that we're doing later this year.
Yeah.
And just some of the Fracture stories, which we have intermittently through our recordings. So I'm all caught up.
Well done. Well done, you.
I know. Finally.
That puts Auron in last place.
It does. But Auron's been in last place for a while.
He has. He's been in last place for a long time.
And of course, just MCC, of course. Mm-hmm. Lots of Halo CE. I've, like I said previously, I've been trying to get the scores. And I did the Pillar of Autumn like a million times and I finally got it. And then I did Halo a million times. And then I was like 100 points off from the score. And I just gave up. Right now the achievement says 99%. And that was after I had done it over and over and over and over again. And it just crushed me. And I'm like, I can't do it. So I've been doing the speed runs, which are way easier.
Definitely. Again, it's weird. Like, you have to do them twice if you're not doing them on Legendary the first time through. So that's kind of annoying.
It is. Like, those achievements in particular, are a huge slog. They're really annoying. They kind of suck. Because, like, the speedrunning isn't bad, but it's just the having to do the scores over and over again to get what you're looking for and try different skull combinations and score multipliers to get your score up. And every level's different, so every level you want to use something else. But the just random achievements in Halo CE are a lot easier, like do Truth and Reconciliation without shooting anything. It's like, great, I can do that. Or, you know, kill all of the friggin' phantoms in Attack on the Control Room. Those are easy. Those are great.
So, oh, the wraiths?
Yeah, the wraiths.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Those are cool.
That's it? Yeah. That's it? News?
News. Let's get on to some news. One very quick, two things. Go to halopodcastevolve.com. It's our website. It's awesome. And on that website right now, you see that Ian has a new tinfoil hat number 6 is up. And so this is Ian's blog, where he writes a whole bunch of awesome stuff. Tinfoil Hat is a lot about theories and whatnot and in the Halo universe. So go check that out. Ian does a great job over there.
It's like game theorist Halo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a game theorist just for Halo. So if you enjoy MatPat, you'll enjoy Ian's blogs.
Exactly. Newsy McNews News, Krista Brown. I thought we'd start off with probably the boo one. But it's not
the
really big.
Bacon.
So we all know we're getting a Halo TV show.
Are we? I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, we're getting a Halo TV show.
Oh, I didn't know that. It sounds...
Yeah.
I remembered like 2011 them talking about it. But...
Yeah.
I don't think it was that far back.
No,
it wasn't that far back.
But we've discussed it numerous times. But recently, IGN kind of covered this in a way. There was like the Showtime's, I'm going to pull his name because I know it's there in front of me when I read it. Showtime's president of programming, Gary Levine, was interviewed and a whole bunch of questions were asked and a bunch of answers we got. So kind of mixed feelings. So essentially, Master Chief, it will feature predominantly in this TV show, which I think is very strange. He won't be the only protagonist, but he is one of the main ones. And they're also quoted saying the series is such an enormous undertaking. The premium cable network is aiming to air the series in 2020, which I didn't think we knew, and confirmed that the Halo TV adaptation will be set in multiple locations on foreign planets.
There's a lot to unpack there.
There is, and they've even said more. So they've picked a... They're saying that this is a big show, but eventually people they were asking them about like Game of Thrones. Is this kind of... Is that the way you should be thinking about it? Like, and they're saying no, it's not their Game of Thrones, but it is their biggest show. It's a very different genre. It's futuristic sci-fi or space-based, as we know. It took us a long time to get the script, but we left like we have something that's really interesting and felt like it belonged on Showtime in terms of its character depth, and it's going to be a big show. They said they made a conscious decision to hire the writer not known for sci-fi and not known for big battles, because it's already baked into the Halo franchise and we will service that, but we also wanted to ensure that we were getting beneath the formidable armor of the Spartans and really getting inside the human drama. So it felt like it belonged on Showtime. David said our hopes and dreams are that it will have an enormous appeal to the Halo fans and also appeal to Showtime drama fans. Says it's difficult for a lead character whose face you never see. That aspect of Master Chief's character is a key question and is important in our series. And it's all I'll say, which is a weird way to phrase things. Says it's original story, drawing from existing source material. And it's a new story where I'm incredibly respectful of the canon and working with Microsoft /343 people to ensure we don't violate any of that. It's a 10 episode run. It hasn't started production yet, but they're aiming for 2020. They've said it's a brilliant, expansive world that will position Halo as Showtime's most ambitious series ever. So that's pretty much all the kind of information there that we got. So I think some of our previous conversations are gone out of the wayside now because we have so much information on it that it is Master Chief centric, which I'm not sure I'm happy about right now.
I'm not sure I'm happy about it either, just because there's so many interesting characters in the Halo universe, it almost seems like a grave misuse of them to just put Master Chief in another thing when he's already the star of the video games.
Yeah, I think that might be a reaction to everyone complaining about Halo 5 and that it wasn't as big to Chief. So now they're going all in on Chief, which we've known. We're getting a new book all about Chief. Like you mentioned, the Halo Infinite will obviously predominantly feature Chief as the main character. And now we're getting the TV show that will come out probably before Infinite, do you think?
2020, it almost feels like it might be a lead up to Infinite.
Interesting. So that's, I don't know. I mean, I think putting Chief in the show changes my expectations of it. So like, yeah. they're saying things like it's multiple locations on planets, and they're saying so they're not going to different countries to film those planets. They're going to be doing backdrops. It's going to be CG. So you imagine the budget for this better be damn good, or otherwise it's going to look bad.
So, yeah. And you're
definitely. And you're putting Chief in this. They're heavily talking about Spartans. He's not the only protagonist, which makes me believe it's probably Blue Team. That maybe it's a team
that
of
would
Spartans.
Make me happy.
Yeah, so if they're talking like that, then okay.
Well, the thing is, they're talking about the human aspect of Chief and human drama, and the only way they're going to get that is if Master Chief is surrounded by other Spartans or Blue Team.
I think so.
I don't think he would work with anyone else, and now that Cortana's gone, he doesn't have anyone to interact with unless it's, you know, his family, Blue Team, Halsey, stuff
which
like that.
Makes me ask, when do you think this is set? So it's a new story based on existing locations and lore. So you think this is taking place after Halo 5?
It's really tough to say. I think it would probably be, if they were leading it up to Halo Infinite, this would be the best way to understand why Chief is on Installation 07.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's already confirmed. He's on an installation. How did he get there? That would be a great way to tie it in. And that would make people who want to play the games have to watch the show.
Well, I think those people are going to watch the show anyway.
It's true.
Good or bad, I mean, everybody watched Halo Nightfall, regardless, just because it was a big Halo thing. It was a Halo movie, do you know what I mean? It happened. It was a prequel to Halo 5. People were getting into it. Everyone watched it anyway, regardless of that it didn't turn out that good. I think people are going to watch this. There's a lot of eyes on this.
I feel like if they develop his character, it's going to feel really out of place, especially considering the first couple games.
Yeah.
Where Chief doesn't have a developed character, and then Halo 4 develops it more.
So I'm hoping we get more of that. I mean, there is more to Chief than what we've ever seen in the games. We know that. The books, kind of, some of them kind of flesh out what it's like from his perspective. And obviously he is a broken Spartan, and he's not right and wasn't right at the end of Halo 5 either. And obviously things have changed, and we have stories progressing of what's happening there. Like Bad Blood kind of touched on it briefly, of like Chief and Halsey and all them, Blue Team, they went away and we didn't see them again. So maybe this is where the show comes in. And again, they're saying, okay, you're not going to see his face in the show, which I think is important.
Yes, it's very important.
Yeah, I was listening to Podcast Unlocked today, and they were saying, oh, Steve Downes has tweeted out this Showtime post. So very much you think, okay, Steve Downes is on board. So he's probably voicing Chief, which is awesome, which is what you would want.
That would
minimum.
Be the best way to do it. And then you just have a character actor do Chief. Because that's what they do for the video games anyway. They have the person in the armor, well, in partial armor, kind of like weird green screen armor, doing all the facial stuff. Or all the body movement.
And that makes sense that they can do that then. They can have Steve Downes as a voice, and it doesn't matter who's in the armor. Which works. And also, I guess, if Blue Team is there, I know that those actors, who Fred is well known, I'm blanking on his name, Travis Williams. So he's Travis Willingham, I think, actually is his name. So who is married to Laura Bailey, who's also the voice actress of Vale.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they're in obviously so many games, and they're very well known for video game actors, voice actors. So his face is known. I don't know if he is voicing. We're just assuming this is Blue Team now, Fred. I don't know the voice actors of Linda and Kelly because they have so few dialogue in Halo 5 anyway. So few, so little. It's good things. We got the shows coming in 2020, which is a good thing, I suppose. They haven't started production. We said it was going to start in 2019. Isn't that what we said? Or the end of this year? But obviously they're taking their time. They got to know how important this is. And putting Chief into it raises expectations of the show.
Immensely.
I guess we'll wait and see. I am excited. I am looking forward to it. And hopefully they do it justice and it works out well.
Yeah, because Nightfall was not good.
Nightfall, I think they know that. So I think... Also, I think Nightfall fell into that weird period of Xbox where they were trying to do everything. And they
were
quickly
trying to
realized they weren't supposed to. That nobody really wanted them to. And then it was too late. Nightfall was in production. Shit was happening. And whatever happened. Anyhow, there was a Halo community update a while back that we missed called Flag Caps and Gowns, which is a personal one for Jeff, so we'll talk to you that later. So in that, we get straight away Halo Collateral Damage. Issue 3 is coming out on August 15th, so that's this week coming. So I'm looking forward to that because I've kept up with it. Like the guys were saying, it's only 3 issues, which I think is weird. So this final arc, I guess, is wrapping this up. I know you haven't read it yet, Krista, but it'll be... a really quick one. And
okay.
Like I said, there's some cool stuff in the first issue. There's John's face totally uncovered. These missions are kind of set before Halo CEA. So they're kind of early John, but fully helmeted off John is what we get to see in this. And so it's kind of interesting in that way. There is a comic creative, which is a little kind of mini, it is a podcast, kind of Halo Comics 101 with Jeff. I haven't watched it yet because it's 48 minutes long. Probably cool. I don't think you haven't seen it yet, Krista.
No, I haven't. I'm surprised that they're going to podcasts now and not posting it on their iTunes podcast account.
So this is a YouTube video that is essentially a podcast. They did one previously on the novels called Halo Novels 101, which I also didn't watch because I'm an idiot. So I have them to watch and I will. But they are essentially podcasts with Jeff and him for interviewing and discussing things with various people. So go check that out. HGS is in London next month. So shout out to that. September 14th and 16th. Fireteam Raven has made its way across the first wave of US stores. Hashtag Dave and Busters. More to join and international locations to follow. Krista and Oren, talk to me about your potential meetup date. Is this happening? What's happening, Krista?
Yeah, so about 4 hours from me and about probably 3.5 hours from Oren, there's a Dave and Busters. So we might go up for the day, you know, 4 hours up, 4 hours back. So that's 8 hours. But we'll have enough time to do like lunch and maybe dinner up at Dave and Buster's and just play all of Fireteam Raven and really get a good review going so that we can talk about it on the show to everyone. I'm sure most people have played it, but we'll talk about it. We can see what kind of lore consequences we're going to have. So I haven't watched anything of it. Me neither. I know, like, you know, some of the basics and stuff like that, but I really wanted to experience it for myself. We're hoping we can do a weekend sometime in August. Either this weekend or next weekend is what we're looking for. And that's absolutely no
Yeah.
There's no actual thing or plans. We're working on it. If you're in Jacksonville, we'll tweet out. If you want to come and play Fireteam Raven, we need two more. Yeah, we really need to play it, and we're really excited to go and play it. But if you have a Dave and Buster's near you, Fireteam Raven's most likely there. You can call and ask.
I'm going to be watching these international locations and see if there's anything actually comes near me, but probably not. There's not going to be any in Ireland, I doubt it. Maybe in the UK. There probably won't in the UK, so maybe myself and Ireland might
just swim to London.
Well, it's doable. It is doable. I'll think about it. I caught this the way Jeff said it. Talking about an MCC playlist update, but he called the next update that we know that's coming to the MCC, he called it the big retail MCC update happening later this summer. I found this an interesting use of words. Retail, Krista? So is it going to be like a launch? Is it on sale again? Are they going to be pushing it?
They're going to relaunch it or something?
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, I've already said this numerous times, but I think this is another thing to kind of push this idea forward, that they are relaunching MCC, which I'm really happy about.
I mean, they could have it contain Halo ODST since that's a $5 add-on.
Is it still $5? Interesting.
I think so. I haven't checked in a while because I just got it when it first came out.
Same. I was one of those people. I was one of the people that bought it and got it for free as a result of the launch being poor.
Yeah, same.
Anyway, we'll see what happens with that. There's a new Halo book, which I think is probably the second largest piece of news today. So Halo, new book called Halo Renegades by Kelly Gay. I'm pretty excited about this because Kelly Gay did two stories. One is a short story called Into the Fire in Fractures. And then she did another book called Smoke and Shadow. And Into the Fire is essentially the first third of Smoke and Shadow. Which is its own book now. Like, it even is a novella. You can buy it separately. It's really awesome. I really liked it. We have no dates. We're guessing about 2019 because generally they give us a year out when they're announcing these books and stuff like that. So this is pretty cool news. Krista, have you read Into the Smoke and Shadow yet? I think we're doing it in book club soon.
No, we're going to work on it and get it recorded and in a backlog, and we'll release it to you when we release it to you. But we're definitely going to be talking about that. More to come. It's interesting, 2019's going to be, we have two books for 2019 so far. We have the teenage one, the teen one, or the young teen adult.
Blue team, yeah. I think we'll get way more stuff. I think we'll get more comics and we'll get way more stuff in 2019 to kind of flesh out that year, since we know we've got no Halo until at least 2020.
Yeah.
No TV show now until 2020. So they're going to have something for us, which I imagine will be books and comics. which is what they want. Maybe an audio drama, because that'd be awesome if we get another. Right.
They should just go back and do some of those moving comics for some of the Fractures stories.
That too would be awesome. They could definitely flesh out some of those stories with things like that. But let's all wait and see. I will say, Kelly Gay's book, Smoke and Shadow, is awesome. It has the story, with no spoilers, but it deals with Sergeant Forge's daughter. Sergeant Forge is a character from Halo Wars 1 who died at the end of the game. Spoilers. And his daughter, like I said, he was on the Spirit of Fire and was... Mm-hmm. Obviously, they've been missing. No one knows where they are, even at the moment, in terms of the Halo universe. Even though they came back in Halo Wars 2, there's like a 30-year gap, if not longer. I can't remember the exact maths, but a long period of gap where these people have been missing. His daughter has since grown up. Nobody knows. And she's been hunting. She's like a scavenger. So this story, this book, is very much like Firefly, which is what I liked. It's a civilian ship of this scavenger group of guys who go out and like look for salvage and stuff like that. They're a really cool cast of characters. And the main character, I forget her name, is Sergeant Forge's daughter, leads this crew and on their ship as they go around salvaging. And they find something that she thinks will lead them to the location of the Spirit of Fire. So she goes out looking for it. And that's essentially the story. It ends... I can't really remember really well, but I'm hoping this is kind of where Halo Renegades picks that story up and then ties it in with Halo Wars 2, because where the Spirit Fighter reappears back, and maybe Anders, and maybe, I don't know, there's a lot going on, but I'm really excited about it. I love that book. I love the characters she created. I'm glad she's coming back for more. Social stream, Krista, I have missed all of these.
I have missed all of these too.
Cool. They're a thing where Jeff gets somebody on and they chat and have talks. So most recent one was with Tom French, who did a lot of the Halo 4 stuff, and MCC Tweaks with Sean Cooper.
As I understand it, they're more of just like streams with some of the 343 personalities rather than actual like news or...
Yeah, they play the games and stuff like that, and they chat away.
Or lore. So I'm guessing they try to stay away from Halo stuff.
And answering, yeah. I'm not really sure. Like, I haven't heard of any real news coming out of them. Since they've started, but they do them every Wednesday, more or less.
Yeah, but if you enjoy the people over at 343, they're great to watch. So, I mean, go for it.
There's a new thing, Xbox Official Clubs. So there's obviously a Halo Official Club is out. So go check it out.
Join up, do all the clubby things. Run by 343 Xbox.
I guess so. Or somebody from Xbox on the team is running this. So I haven't really used the club features that much. I know they're great. And I know we have one, but I'm very bad at this kind of stuff. But we have a club too. Go join it. We're awesome.
You can make looking for groups in the club. So if you're like, I need this achievement, exactly. You can create a looking for group and then team up with everyone in the club and do your thing.
There's definitely functionality there that's really good that we're not using because we're lazy and we are who we are. Well, we're not full-timers. But like, you know what I mean? Definitely get involved with the official club. I will probably join it and never do anything, but I want to be part of it. So another thing that they announced, they're splitting off community spotlights to be their own thing.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, so there's like a bigger community spotlight thing now that was out. So the most recent one came out on the 9th of August from Grimm. They've changed their content submissions over to a new hashtag called #HaloSpotlight. So if you want to get your pics, your videos, your content, everything you're doing, add that hashtag and away you go. And had a bunch of screenshots and videos and whatnot. That's cool. What we got? Also, Grimm's daughter graduated high school. So congratulations to that lovely lady. Well done.
Yay.
Hence the title of this community update being Flag Caps and Gowns. So well done, Jeff. Jeff Lady. There is an MCC
Spawn of Jeff.
Spawn of Jeff. That sounds hard. Well, it's true. It's what she is. There's an MCC flight update. So this is the MCC kind of... what am I going to call this? They're the updates to the game. They're different kind of builds of the game that people are playing. So phase 2 is happening in the Insider program. So I think Ian got involved in this. Not sure if he played it or what's he like, but there's a whole bunch of people in there. So there's an update up. If you want to go check it out, go do it. Frankie O'Connor tweeted to someone in response to their looking at Halo CEA kind of cave is not a natural formation. She said, three consoles later, numerous resolutions I can confirm. Even in 4K, this cave is not a natural formation. That was a guy named Jamie Roberts who posted that. And Frankie responded with, I want you to remember that phrase in October. Nothing to do with Halo Infinite. Just something small and neat and relevant. You'll know it when you see it. So Krista and I probably reckon that this is when the MCC is relaunching with a 4K update.
That would be amazing.
I think so too. I'm down with that. So October, as I said, there's a lot going on.
We're going to be in the midst of Halo 2 then for Mission Debrief, our show, which is good. We love some Halo 2. Those blur cutscenes.
They're going to look so good on my TV. I can't wait. Gamescom is coming in August 20th, 27-ish thereabouts. There's an Inside Xbox on August 21st on 7:30 p.m. PST. Do your maths on that, people. These have been good so far. I like them. There may or may not be any Halo relevant stuff in there, but just to check it out.
I think Xbox announced that they were going to announce some new hardware or something like that, and people are speculating it's the Elite controller version too.
They took that out. They had said hardware originally, and then they went back and revised and took that out. So they said it's now hardware bundles is how they phrased it.
No.
So that's probably new Xbox One X's and new Xbox Ones and stuff like that.
Bundles. Maybe more themed Xbox One X's or something like that. That makes me sad because I'm really excited for a version 2 of a $150 controller. Because I need to buy another one because I have a problem. I need a new one now. Not that mine is broken or anything. It's literally perfect. I just want something newer and shinier to brag about.
I've been waiting so long to get one because I'm like, there's going to be a Halo version 1. There's going to be a Halo version 1, but they haven't done it.
Oh, man. It's not going to be until Infinite if they do even make a Halo version 1.
Boo.
It's worth it. Once you get one, you'll never go back.
We'll see. I had it in here at the very end that I thought the Space Force videos were pretty hilarious. And there's been obviously a lot of ones thrown around about Halo. And there's a great one Krista posted up that has the Halo theme overlaid with Mike Pence.
Yeah, it's Pence. And he's just talking about the Space Force. And it just has the Halo, like, the O's. And then the da-da-da-da. As he's talking great. About how we're going to conquer space. It's really funny.
So, yay, America. You're going to conquer space for us.
Can't wait to conquer space.
With your space force.
I can't wait to be in the space force. I'm going to be the first Spartan.
Yeah.
And be horribly mutated and disformed.
Ugh. Or you could be with that one guy that came out on top, Krista.
I could be. Sergeant Johnson.
Right? Spoilers.
It's not spoilers, it's extended lore that isn't in the video games.
That's true. Okay, everybody, that's kind of it for the community. So that's enough. I think there's a lot going on there. So that's what's happening in the Halo-verse up to now. We'll do some very quick Halo lore, and then we'll run in and talk about the Loot Crate.
The Loot Crate.
The year 2517, August 17th. Dr. Halsey and Lieutenant Jacob Keyes visit John 117 on Iridus 2. This is from Halo, The Fall of Reach, page 21. So I like this. This is cool. This is the first time that Halsey and Keyes had their wonderful space trip together, where they went around and visited some of the original Spartan candidates, the really important ones. So they went to go visit John. So it was pretty kind of cool. It was a cool scene where Halsey talks to John and how she describes him as kind of like a bully almost. As a child, so he was a very different, obviously very different person. But I think he was like 6. Yeah, they were all.
He was like 5 or 6. He was young.
But he was like big for a 6-year-old and was playing like King of the Hill and was like winning and beating the crap out of everybody. So it's a kind of a cool scene.
That's almost a harrowing scene too, with the flip of the coin and all that.
Yeah, of like where they're instituting this thing that John's secret super special ability is that he's lucky. And the imagery of the coin being flicked, and he can always guess or correct more than he's not in terms of guessing which one is which.
If you haven't read Fall of Reach, please do. It's worth it.
Oh God, yes.
This happens on page 21. You only have to read 20 more pages to get to this part.
But it's great. Krista,
yeah.
Let's talk some Loot Crate stuff.
Let's talk some Loot Crate stuff. I still love getting these. I'm surprised that there's going to be a third season.
Yeah, they've got to be doing well. Because I felt that the drop-off for season 2 was pretty big. A lot of people were dropped off in the course of season 2 or didn't like the end of season 1, so never renewed. In our group, there seems to be less interest, but still interest.
There's not a lot of people talking about it. Like, for season one.
Compared to season one, anyway, like, yeah.
It's interesting. These are still a lot of fun to get. Sometimes it feels like, oh, shit, where am I going to put all this crap?
I know.
So that's always the problem with loot crates, though. I was subscribed to just a regular loot crate for a really long time, and now I have all this loot crate stuff that I'm like, I don't really need this. It's just taking up space. But A lot of the Halo loot crate stuff has been actually useful.
They've got some good practical stuff, things that I'm trying to make practical. Like the plasma grenade ice mold is coming out of left field, but I'm really liking it. I think it's having good fun making ice plasma grenades in my freezer. I have like five now.
I have a pro tip.
Oh?
If you boil your water and then pour it into the ice mold, your ice will be a lot clearer. It won't be cloudy.
Oh my god. I should have known that. That's pretty cool.
They're really good as whiskey ice, because it's a big clump, so it doesn't water down your whiskey.
Oh, I like it.
Also, you feel really classy because you have this big ball of ice in your glass. You can kind of swirl it around.
The first one I made /made opened when I was very drunk, and I was like, this is so cool. And I threw it. I didn't know what to do with it, so I threw it against the wall in my back garden like I was throwing a grenade. So I stuck the grenade. Just wanted you to know that, everybody. That was pretty cool.
Oh my god, this is going to be dangerous. I mean, you could make snowball molds with that.
Oh yeah, that's a cooler thing, actually.
You could actually have, like, snowball fights with plasma grenades. They'd be small, but they'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can, you pack the lower half in, then you kind of hollow out the middle, fill it with as many rocks, and then just
pack the top in. Oh no, Krista, that's illegal. Everyone knows that.
It's not illegal, is it? It's illegal.
Yeah. All right.
Well, this is America, so I'll just pack a gun in mine.
Oh, there you go. That's fine.
It's completely legal.
This is a small explosive.
I do really like that because I have regular, like, orbed ice molds. Just because they melt a lot slower, so whatever drink you put them in won't get watered down as fast. And I live in Florida, so it's really hot. So I have regular ones that's just a regular orb. So I was really excited to see this, that it's an orb, but it's a plasma grenade orb. Yay! So it's really fun. I love it. Do you want to talk about the cold pack?
Yeah.
That's what you put it at.
Well, it's kind of what it is.
It's a cooler. It's a
cold bag. I didn't know what it was. Or a lunchbox. Yeah, I didn't figure this out. Isn't it? Yeah, yeah. It's like a bag that's like insulated on the inside, all like silvery and stuff. So like you put things in it and it keeps it cold.
So yeah, you put your little icy thing in it and it'll keep it cold. It's basically a lunchbox. I do like lunchboxes that have the strap though.
Yeah.
Just because they're easier to carry around if you're going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know when I'll ever get to use this, but I like having it, so it's okay.
It's always good to have a lunchbox just in case. If you're going somewhere for the day, you can pack a couple beers in there, keep them cool.
They're gonna be small beers though.
Pack some cheese. Have now a cheese. Now have you're some talking. Nice cheese.
Now you're talking. A cheese bag.
it's also not too big, so you could fit it in a large purse. So you could fill it with cheese and grapes and maybe some jam and some crackers, and then sneak it into the movie theater, and now you have a wonderful movie theater experience.
With crackers? What kind of jerk is bringing crackers to the cinema?
To make loud cracker sounds during, like, Quiet Place, where it's supposed to be really quiet.
That sounds like something Krista Brown would do, all right?
No. How dare you?
Krista, do you like your shirt? I like the shirt.
I really like the shirt. I think it's so interesting and different. It's got all the Covenant, like weird Covenant glyphs on it. And it's just got a huge Wraith tank on it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Also, it's a dark blue, so it's not black, but it can go either way.
I like the navy shirts, all right. I think they're pretty cool. I like this one too. I like the design, like you said. I like the Covenant glyphs. I like the, it's kind of like a schematic almost of like the of the raid, so it's pretty cool.
Did you get the golden pin?
I got no golden pin, so I have not had golden pin for some time.
Now
so
you feel, now you know what it feels like to be a scrub like me.
I know.
Because I got zero golden pins.
Boo. I'm running out of places to put them. I mean, I have them on the backpack that we got from series one. All my pins are on that, and they're just nowhere else to go now. Running out of space.
I have all of mine on my just regular knockaround backpack. But another thing you can do is if you get a small cork board, you can just stick them in the cork board.
I think I might do something like that, just to like have them all in one place, kind of displayed.
Hang them on the wall, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do something like that. The icon's pretty cool. We kind of knew what we were getting.
He's so adorable. Yes. Little floaty prophet of truth.
I have to say, I nailed it. I said we were getting a prophet. We got a prophet.
I am so cool. Glad we got a prophet.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He's definitely one of the best out of this series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's between him, Master Chief.
Master Chief and the Bubble is my favorite.
That one is great. That one is really, really good. I don't like the Flood as much. The Sergeant Johnson one's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the regular, HCS Spartan was always a miss for everyone, I think.
Yeah.
The white one. I really like the prophet. Just like little floaty boy.
The data pack, I liked it pretty much. It's continuing the story that we kind of know now where Spartan Team Apollo is investigating Cortana and Cortana's rampancy and everything. And I like the way they've kind of more like they are interviewing Halsey on the Infinity after all the events of everything. So like this is like ahead in the timeline. I think it's 2558 on the date. I can't remember.
59.
Is it 59? Good. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's January 24th, 2559.
So it's an interesting interview where they're talking about Cortana, how she was created, which is a kind of a secret/mystery/ everyone knows it. And also it brought up an interesting thing that I've never thought about, that there are potentially other clones of Halsey.
Blew my mind. I'm like, oh my god, I didn't even think of Halsey having a clone somewhere.
Yeah, which is like, I know they cloned her brain and then used that to make the Matrix of Cortana, but I literally thought that she just grew her own brain as opposed to cloning her whole body and cloning a person that is now some... But like, the process of doing that destroys the brain, right?
So, yes, it does, which means she'd have to destroy another her.
Another clone, which means if there are other clones that he's asking about, which means they know that she cloned herself more than once, there is potentially another Halsey, younger than her, kicking around somewhere. Perhaps, maybe not a genius. I don't know.
This is like almost a scapegoat that they're planting in the lore.
I'm also thinking, if it's like a get-out-of-jail-free card where they can kill this Halsey, everyone's happy that now Halsey's dead, who doesn't like Halsey, and yet we still have Halsey in the universe.
She just has a Halsey maker.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I hope that something comes of that. I think that's really cool. A little tidbit, a little seed to plant in and something to think about. I mean...
Halsey would be one of those people that is looking for immortality herself. Absolutely. Though, because she hasn't answered all the questions she has.
Yeah, she still has more to ask. She's a tough lady. I've always liked her a lot, her character.
Even during the Kilo 5 trilogy, I loved her.
Yes.
When everybody was shitting on her.
When they were trying so hard to make us hate her.
Didn't work.
Still love her. It's just a cool interview about trying to get to the bottom of what happened to Cortana, where they spell it out that, yes, her interfacing with the original Halo really messed her up. And, like, that having access to all that information that was alien to her and that really changed her for the worse, let's say, and, like, maybe upped her rampancy and led to the craziness that is happening right now in the Halo kind of universe. So I'm not sure really what the investigation is trying to achieve. I guess, is it a way of trying to stop Cortana? I don't know.
Maybe it's just trying to figure out what she's... Like, it's the whole, like, you need to understand your enemy to defeat them kind of thing. Or just Oni intelligence stuff.
But even on top of that, it was Lasky that initiated this. So, and it's the Spartan... And it's the Spartan branch, which is now separate from Oni. So, like, it's very much... Why? What is Lasky thinking he'll get out of it? I don't know. I'm intrigued, and I'm some of the data packs are missed and some of them are not, but they've all been kind of this one geared towards this. So I'm interested and happy we're getting a season 3. I guess we'll see what happens.
The thing about it, though, is like most of the information these data packs are revealing is information we already know, right?
To a certain extent, yes. But I like some of the links, the way they're doing the linking together, and the idea that there is a Spartan branch of people investigating things I find is interesting. And I think there is... we said, like, when they got first announced, we got really excited, and then it never really panned out to the level of scale we thought it was going to be. But there's still interesting bits. I mean, we can always go back and say, do you remember the data drop about the target designator? That sucked. And like, what the hell is that about?
Like, why? Why we need that? Another thing I found interesting is that Halsey's still being held prisoner.
But they made it sound very much like she's in a lab working. So like, prisoner is like a loose term, I guess, you know?
She's quarantined or something. She's under surveillance, heavy surveillance.
Yeah. And still working away, being Halsey, doing Halsey stuff. So I like that. I like the idea that she's not being left idle, because she is a wasted resource in my mind. So to get her moving and doing things is interesting, because she'll invent things and progress things, and who knows what advancements we'd have by the time Halo Infinite comes around.
Well, Halsey's one of the premier like forerunner techs, basically.
She's premier human in general, because her breadth of her knowledge base and what she's capable of is quite large and varied. So I like this.
So, I mean, overall, good loot crate, good stuff. I love Covenant stuff, so it's really cool to have a bunch of Covenant-themed stuff.
It is Covenant stuff. The design is slick. Covenant design has always been slick.
Just the honeycomb and the purple. It's like one of my favorite shades of purple, too, so it's like perfect. Yeah. I think all of this stuff, like I said earlier, what I like about these is that they're giving you useful stuff and not just, you know, clutter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, everything's really, really useful. It's not like you put it on a shelf and just leave it alone. The icons are kind of like that, but the icons have a really interesting style that is really new to the Halo franchise, so all the icons are really interesting, I think. Next series is Noble Team, which is interesting.
Yeah, but said like season 3's theme is like leadership, and then they were starting off with like Noble Team's Carter, and it looks kind of like a cool icon. I kind of like it. I think they didn't say it was all going to be Noble, so I think you're right. I think there's going to be 6 Noble icons.
Which I'm not super happy about, because if you already have the Halo Reach statue, you have all of Noble Team. I think it would have been way cooler to just do Blue Team. Come on. And then you'd have to do 2 more, but you could do like a Dr. Halsey one and a Cortana one or something like that, which would be easy. But Noble Team is interesting, but Noble Team represents a huge like a discretion in the lore, like something that just didn't quite add up when Halo Reach came out, which is fine, but I don't know. Are Noble Team iconic enough to get their own icons?
I didn't think so, but I don't know. Either. Maybe they're running out of ideas. I don't know. in terms of icons, but they haven't done a whole lot. I mean, there's 2 Chiefs, 1 Aatrox, Arbiter, Flood, Johnson, 343, Prophet, generic multiplayer guy, Buck. I mean, there's other...
Red and Blue Spartan was another one.
Yeah, Red and Blue Spartan. I'm counting John as one of those, I guess. There's a green... No, there's John jumping over a grunt. Red, Blue Spartan, you're right. Guess... I mean,
they haven't
even
done any of the Forerunners yet. They could do Didact. Oh, yeah. They could do a Promethean.
Yeah, I mean... totally. They could definitely do Promethean stuff. There's other Flood forms they could be doing. There is...
Librarian?
There's no Jackal. A Jackal one could be cool with a shield.
That'd be cool.
Librarian, yeah. There's definitely more they could do. I mean, you got like Osiris. There's more
Covenant races to go through too. I mean, there's a lot of stuff they could be doing.
And maybe there are always characters, so there wouldn't be like a ship or something like that. Or weird.
I think a ship would be really cool. Just give us 6 pieces of Infinity
that you add together to make the ship.
That would be kind of cool. That would actually make me happy.
They could do cool stuff with like vehicles. Maybe one would be like a Warthog or a Scorpion, and obviously a smaller scale, but they could be cool.
A Wraith. That would be cool. A Banshee would be super cool. I'd love to have a Banshee. Who knows? We're not working there. They haven't asked us yet, so.
That's true.
They must have some kind of idea. Do Foehammer. Let us see Foehammer.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's finish up.
This has been a really long date.
This has been. It's been a good date, Krista.
It's been a very good date. We haven't had a date in a long time. Thank you for joining us, everyone. Please visit our very shiny, super awesome website at halopodcastevolved.com for latest updated dates, Halo release schedules, blah, 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 community stuff. Links to our Discord, Facebook, Xbox Live communities, and more! Twitter and stuff like that. Good stuff.
All good stuff.
You can find all of our shit on this website, basically. I've been your host, Krista. David, my buddy, my pal, my date. Do you have anything to plug, David?
Not right now. Go to website. It's awesome. Facebook group. Thank you.
You can check me personally out at KONAN, capital X, capital D, _ on Twitter. If you do choose to. Other than that, anything you put on the Evolved Twitter, that's just me going through it anyway. So either way, you can reach me. We have been getting a lot of really nice comments and, you know, personal messages through our Facebook. So if you want to suggest something to us, if you want to just tell us we're awesome because we love hearing that, or if you want to tell us that we're not awesome and what we can do better, you can tell us that too. We are open to everything. But you can drop us a message at the Facebook page. You can do a PM if you really want to, or a DM, whatever they're called today.
Mm-hmm.
Or just tweet us.
Whatever the kids are doing.
Whatever those kids are doing. Tweet us, or if you're old school, you can do an email. Halo Podcast, it's podcastevolved@gmail.com.
That's us.
So that's us, yeah. That's us. So if you want to get in contact with us, you can do it that way. Other than that, I think we're good.
Yeah.
Are we good? All right.
We're good.
Until next time, guys. Evolve.
Evolve.